With SRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. Vice President Harris has changed her tune on a number of key issues, including fracking and immigration, but she is suggesting that is not flip-flopping. To quote the Democratic presidential hopeful, "My values have not changed." She and running mate Tim Walz sat for a pre-recorded interview yesterday. It was played back last night on CNN. Former President Trump figures this is something that deserves government support. How about free IVF treatments for any and all interested couples? That's exactly what Mr. Trump is proposing, saying that America needs more babies.
We're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning. You know, if you talk to them, they'll say, oh, he really doesn't like, they have ads, like, I'm against it. Just the opposite.
Mr. Trump visiting Michigan and Wisconsin yesterday. Also at SRNNews.com, they put their lives on the line for us day in and day out, and sometimes they lose their lives. A Dallas police officer shot to death last night. Two other officers wounded.
Police logs show officers were responding to a call just after 10 p.m. after the shooting. The suspect led police on a high-speed chase north on Interstate 35 through Dallas, stretching all the way to Louisville. Surrounding agencies were called in to help, and Louisville police confirmed a suspect was shot and killed on I-35E. Texas Rangers were also on the scene where the suspect was killed. Dozens of police officers were seen standing outside Baylor University Medical Center and Methodist Dallas Medical Center, where one officer passed away. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Stock futures higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow futures up 70 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 123. This is SRN News. People want leaders who stand up for religious freedom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that all around the globe, citizens put a premium on government officials who support the right of everyone to pursue whatever faith system they wish. Here in the U.S., about two-thirds of adults say it's important for the president to stand up for all people's religious freedom. 90% of those in Indonesia feel the same way, as do 75% in Ghana and 73% in Poland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government will spend more money to try to protect synagogues and other Jewish institutions as anti-Semitism rises. The Department of Homeland Security is allocating over $450 million for the coming fiscal year to help Jews keep their property safe. The money is also available to other religious organizations whose houses of worship and buildings might be at risk. Anti-Semitism has surged in this country and around the globe since last fall's Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. A lone hiker is found dead in the Grand Canyon.
The National Park Service and the Coconino County, Arizona Medical Examiner are investigating the death of a man who was on a multi-day solo backpacking trip through the Grand Canyon. The 60-year-old from North Carolina was reported missing Tuesday after he had failed to check in with a family member. His body was located by helicopter near a rugged trail along a remote section of the Colorado River. The man's name and hometown were not made public. He's believed to be the sixth person to die at the canyon in less than a month, and the 14th this year. Park officials say there are usually about 10 to 15 deaths per year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Inflation is down in Europe, 2.2% this month, down from 2.6 in July. The pace of consumer price increases in the 20 countries using the euro is now close to the 2% goal set by the European Central Bank. More details at SRNNews.com.